Hi, ma'am. This is Sean Miller again. Can I speak to your husband?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This is Sean Miller again. You are free now, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I just need to check your router, sir. Could you please check your router and let me know what color lights do you see on it?
Right. As I said before, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, of which 3 are flashing.
You can see 7 green lights, and out of 7, only 3 of them are flashing, okay?
Yep.
And in back
of
that...
The ones that are flashing are the internet, Wi-Fi, and phone.
Yeah, because you're on the phone. Internet, Wi-Fi, and the phone one.
Yep.
And in back of the router box, you will see there is some cables are connected in back of the box.
Yeah, yeah.
How many cables are connected right now, sir?
How many cables are connected to the back of the box?
Yes,
two.
Sir. The power cable and the internet cable only?
That's it.
Okay, all right. And total, how many devices are connected with the internet, sir? Like your mobile phone, computer, laptop?
You're talking about for our Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you know, Wi-Fi or the direct connections, Ethernet as well.
Well, the direct connection by computer.
Mm-hmm. And any kind of mobile phone, iPad, tablet, which are also...
Well, I've got mobile phone, but that's on 4G.
Well, that's on 4G. And any kind of television, television or your Fox...
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I can see in my system, sir, there is total 13 devices are connected with your internet, sir. 13 devices. And that is 3 computer, 2 mobile phone, 2 iPad, 3 television, and 3 tablet. And
wrong. That's not mine.
That's not sure. Okay, all right. Well, as per my report, sir, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line, okay? So you can do one thing. Did I provide you your customer ID number, sir?
The one you gave me, not what I've got in front of me. I've opened my account up and it gives you my customer ID, which says it's the one I use when I'm talking to Telstra agents.
Yes,
and
that is
10 numbers it is.
Yeah, 888-DCA-60-7062.
No, it's 10, 10 digits.
10 numeric number? You are talking about only the
10 numeric numbers.
Oh, I think you are talking about the account number, sir. Account number is for accounts department.
Also my customer ID.
No. Account number is only for account department and customer ID is for technical department. Actually, we have several departments. Like account department, sales department, customer care, executive department. So you can do one thing, sir. Right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on.
And what exactly do you see on your screen?
Well, I've got my account open up.
Telstra account. You don't. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
Yeah, I have done that. I haven't done it recently, but I'm happy with the speeds of the internet.
I need to check it, sir, right now because our engineers are waiting for the report. You can do one thing: close your account and come to your home screen, please. Come to your home screen.
Just hang on.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And open up your Google.
Yep, just hang on. I've only got one arm at the moment, so you have to put the phone down and pick the phone up.
Okay, all right.
Right, Google.
Yeah, in the Google you can type Telstra speed test. Telstra speed test.
Okay, hang on.
Yes.
Telstra speed test, what, NBN?
No, only Telstra speed test. You can search for it and let me know what the option.
I've got it. Do you want me to open it up to you?
Can you see the first option is speed test Telstra?
Yeah, Telstra speed test. Okay, I'll open it up.
Yes, sir. And when you search for it, you will get it. Okay.
Right, it says go.
Yes, sir. You can click on go. By the way, sir, you have a loudspeaker in your phone, sir? Loudspeaker? If you want, you can put me on loudspeaker, sir.
No, it's an old landline you've got me on.
Okay, no problem. Then you can talk to me, same. You can click on go. When you click on go, you will get three options, ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping, download, and upload speed you are getting, all right?
Okay, hang on.
Thank you.
Download 27 Mbps.
27 Mbps, megabyte per second, okay. And the upload too?
Upload.
Just 4.6, okay, right. If you don't mind, sir, can I ask you how old is your computer, is this one which you are using?
The desktop?
Yeah, how old is it, sir?
6 months.
And that is a desktop computer?
It's a desktop computer.
Okay, alright. Well, as per my report, sir, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 60 Mbps, sir, 60 megabyte per second. But right now, the download speed you are getting, that is 27 Mbps, and the upload is very poor, that is less than 5 Mbps, right?
Yep, it's true. But like I say, you know, it's not worrying me at all.
Last
because
time
it's only, I'm not running a business or anything, so I'm not worried about it.
By the way, sir, last time when you have checked your speed, sir, last time?
Oh, look, when the old computer was, the old computer was a year ago, maybe.
And at that time, you have any idea?
Oh, look, I can't remember what it was. Sorry.
You don't remember. Okay, no problem. I think, sir, some of your router major services are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it, sir.
Okay.
And come to your home screen.
Yep.
And after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see there is an option over there? Type here to search. Left-hand side bottom corner of your screen.
It's only got all my icons.
Can you see there is a little magnifying glass? Left-hand side extremely bottom, sir. Left-hand side extremely bottom corner.
Yep, it's got 20 degrees and sunny, extreme in the bottom.
No, where you can see the start option at the middle, start just beside this start.
Look on the screen, I've got some icons in the middle, which is search,
magnifying glass,
a little quad figure, camera, and a few other things, start and dill.
Where you can see a search option, click on search,
click on
search, and type in your system.
Right, so we've come up exercise and fitness.
After clicking on search, you can type system, S-Y-S-T-E-M.
Okay. Yep, system information.
No, can you see there is an option over there, system configuration, sir? System configuration.
System configuration.
Yeah, click on system configuration.
Okay.
After clicking on system configuration, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, you will get some tabs over there at the very top. That is general boot services, startup and tools. You can click on the
normal startup.
No, at the top, sir. Top of that, you will see
general boot services startup.
Yeah, click on services, sir. Click on services.
Right.
After clicking on services, you will get four columns. Service, where you can see all of your router service and your security's name. Manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status. You need to check the status only. All the services are running or some of them are stopped.
Yep.
Check, sir.
Some are running, some are stopped.
Which one is not running, sir?
All join routers, all join router service.
Router service.
Application layer gateway service. Application identity. App readiness. Deployment service, Windows is running, Windows audio is running, cellular timer stopped, ActiveX is stopped,
let me tell you, sir.
Is running,
let me tell you,
running.
These are the major services of your internet router which are not working, like ActiveX installer, cellular time, application layer gateway, router services. All these major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Yep.
IP address means internet protocol, right?
Yep.
Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll on the page, sir, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 or more than 300 services.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that,
yeah. And as per my report, sir, I can see in my system almost 63% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker. But before that, let me check your router condition, what's going on in that. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it. And once again, click on search, and after clicking on search, you can type event, E-V-E-N-T. After typing event, you will get an option over there, event viewer. You can open the event viewer app. Open it.
Okay. Yep.
And after opening it, you will get an event viewer window. Have a look on the left-hand side top. On the left-hand side top, you will get an option over there, event viewer local. And below that, what are the other option? Can you see, sir?
Yeah, custom views, Windows logs, yes. Application services, and subscriptions.
You can click on the first one, custom views. And when you click on custom views, at the very middle, what are the options come up in the middle?
Custom views.
Yeah, first of all, click on custom views. When you click on custom views, in the middle, what come up?
Okay. Custom views, administrative events.
Yeah, you can click on, double left click on administrative events. Double left click on it.
Double left click.
Yeah, double left click.
Yep.
After that, what come up, sir? Let me know.
Level, date and time, warning.
Yes.
Error.
errors warning. Okay, all right. If you scroll on the page, you will see there is a list of warning. Let me tell you this yellow warning.
They're all on today, funny enough.
Today as well, okay. Let me tell you, sir,
everything's on today.
Okay, let me tell you, sir, this yellow warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server. And from there, we will get to know that these are the illegal things are happening in your system and you're not aware of it. And apart from the yellow warning, if you scroll on the page, you will see there is some red error as well. Error, 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 like this.
Yep.
And do you have
any
idea?
So what's it all leading to? What are you going to do? Change the item or what?
No. Actually, sir, I can see here this red error are the hacking files. This red error are allowing the hacker to get inside in your computer. And whenever the hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out, this red error are automatically generated in your system. And if you see at the very top middle, have a look at the very top middle. Can you see number of events? At the very top middle, number of events?
Yeah, 12,009.
Sorry, 12,009?
Yep.
Oh my God, more than 12,000 hacking links are running inside it. You know, yesterday when we are working in your lines, at that time 7,000 hacking links was running. But right now more than 12,000. And you know what, so by the help of this hacking links, what they are trying to do, they are trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, I do believe that you do emails, sir, over the internet.
Of course.
And apart from email, basically, what do you do over the internet, sir?
Well, pretty much everything, whatever else does, you know.
Like you do Facebook,
YouTube,
Twitter, Instagram.
Shop, etc.
YouTube, shopping, and any kind of your official work or your any confidential thing like online banking, Twitter.
Oh, well, of course, I'm with banking and stuff like that, of course, online.
Okay, so it is my humble request to you, sir, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please do not try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all, because this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting over the internet in your system, all of your personal data and personal information are leaking on the internet. So it is my humble request to you, until and unless we change your router or we fix up all the problem, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet, okay? So right now what we need to do, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services first which are not working. You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it completely.
Yep.
And you can do one thing, click on search and type run. Click on search, then type run.
Okay. Where are you located, by the way?
400 George Street, sir. Sydney, New South Wales, 2000.
Newcastle?
New South Wales, 2000, sir. New South Wales, 2000. 400 George Street.
George Street, Sydney?
Yes, Sydney, yes. Click on search and type run, R-U-N, run.
Yeah, what about it?
Then after typing run, then press enter and let me know what come up.
What on run?
Yeah, after typing run, then press enter and let me know what come up on your screen.
On run.
Yeah, click on run and what come up, sir?
Type the name of program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open for you.
Right, in that box, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
Yeah.
If something is written on it, or it's blank?
Blank.
Okay, so you can type in there, www dot.
Look, I got to tell you, you could be okay, but I've just got a bad feeling about the whole thing. I did contact Telstra in the half hour,
and
they basically said, we would not be ringing you about a matter like this. We only respond to complaints if you are having problems with your situation, and they're getting back to me.
In which number you have called, sir? 0800 number?
Yes, but now we spoke them online.
Okay, all right. I think, sir, you had a word with our customer care executive department, sir, because, you know, we have several departments. I think you had a word with our customer care executive department. They even don't know about this problem because this is a hacking issue.
They told me that we would not be contacting you on a matter like this. We would contact you if you identify you have a problem, and we would not be contacting you. And they're going to investigate it further and get back to me.
Yes, yes, definitely, sir. I got an email from them as well, and let me tell you, sir, we are working, and I told you, sir, some of your router services are not working, and normally we don't call our customer, normally, but right now, okay. I told our engineers, our engineers are working in your local exchange, that is the reason we called you. And also, sir, I have given it to your customer ID. If you want, sir, you can do one thing, you can check your ID first, okay? You can do one thing, you can type in the run box, C for Charlie. Check your ID
What for?
So that you can make sure that you are speaking to the right person or not, okay? You can type in the run box, C for Charlie.
C for Charlie.
Yeah, then M for Mother, D for Delta.
CMD.
Yes, CMD. Then press Enter, then you will get a black window. Press Enter, then you will get a black window.
Yeah, I've got a black window.
Yeah, this black window is the brain of your internet system, and by the help of this black window, you can check your customer ID, which I have given it to you. Inside the black window, can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yeah, user's hang.
Yes, right.
What is my email is?
Yeah, well, the cursor is flashing, you can type in there, A-S-S-O-C, A-S-S-O-C, Ashok. Then press
A-S-S-O-3.
No, O-C, C for Charlie, okay? Not 3. Oh, yes. Then press Enter. What do you see after that? Let me know. Press Enter.
Right, documents.
You will see there is some
files.
You can focus from the bottom third line. Have a look from the bottom third line. Can you see there is the longest line in your screen, which starts with ZF, send to target equals to CLSID. From
so
the bottom.
The bottom line.
Yeah,
sorry,
third bottom.
The bottom line.
Yeah, from the bottom line
has numbers.
From the bottom third line, you will see there is the longest line in your screen. It starts with ZF. Send to target equals to CLSID. Can you see that?
Yeah.
CLSID stands for Customer License Security Identification Number. And this ID is inbuilt in your router as well. And beside the CLSID, you will see there is a long 32-digit number. For your satisfaction, what I will do, I'm going to tell you your complete customer license number. You can check it from your end so that you can make sure that you are speaking to Telstra or not. So the number is 888-DCA. Let me tell you. All right. 888-DCA60-FoxTrot-Charlie-0-Alpha-11-Charlie-Foxtrot-8-Foxtrot-0-Foxtrot-0-0-Charlie-04-Foxtrot-Delta-7-Delta-0-6-2. Is that right?
Yep.
This is your customer ID, sir, and through this ID only, we are getting a warning signals again and again. And I would like to suggest you, sir, in future, if you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you need to ask about your customer ID number. And for this, you don't need to remember the whole digit number. You only need to remember the first 8-digit number and the last 5-digit number, which I have already given it to you. First 8 and the last 5, which I have already given to you. You have make a note of it already, right? Are you getting my points?
Yeah.
Yes, because this is a very unique code of your router, so. Right? Now, you can do one thing. You can close this black window, sir. Close it.
Just hang on. I just want to put the phone down for a moment. Just hold on a moment.
Okay, sir.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Or you can close the black window, sir, and come to your home screen, okay? And
yep.
Right, and I think, sir, you are facing some problem by using your landline and your desktop at the same time. Do you have a mobile phone number, sir? Mobile number?
Yep, you should have that there.
You can confirm it, sir, so that I can check, sir.
You tell me what it is.
No, you can tell me, sir. I can confirm it.
No, you tell me what it is. Look at my record,
sir. Yeah, I have. Okay, no problem. If you don't want to confirm, you can don't need to worry about it. You can do one thing. Open your run again. Open your run box again.
Okay, what for this time?
Open the run box, sir. Give a click on search and type run.
Yeah, what for?
Sir, we need to start the services because some of your router services are not working. All right, open the run.
Look, I'm sorry. I've just got a very bad feeling about the whole thing.
Sir, don't feel bad, sir. This, you know, I know you are not a technical person. You didn't have any idea about technical thing. We know what we are doing.
But I'm not an idiot either. And I've been scammed before, and I've had attempts on scamming before, and I can generally pick most of them.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm just not happy about giving these so much information or someone having access to my computer.
Absolutely not, sir. If you are thinking that I'm going to take access of your computer, then you are absolutely wrong. Because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, and we're not allowed to take access or take a control of your computer. If any point of time you can see that somebody is searching your computer, somebody is moving your mouse, simply hang up the call and switch off your computer. Alright, we're not allowed to do that, sir. Alright? This is not like that. We're not allowed to take a control of your computer. You can open your run, sir. You can do it from your side.
If you've got people in the area, watch out one of them call in.
I beg your pardon?
If you have people in the area, watch out one of them call in.
Sir, our engineers are working in your connection, sir, and let me tell you, sir, before giving you the call, we are trying to resolve all the problem, but we can see the problem is from your side, and not only you, sir, in our country, there are so many customers facing this problem right now. All right, so that is not convenient, so one by one, like all of the technicians is going to visit all of our customers. We are trying to start the services through online. If it's not convenient, sir, then after I will make a report. According to that report, we will let you know what we are going to do for you. Yeah, that is the reason, sir. I'm calling you, sir. I'm not here to serve you or
report. Just a customer reluctant to give any further assistance because it's very doubtful.
I can understand, sir. I can understand. If I had been in your place, I was also getting doubtful, sir. But don't be suspicious, sir. We are not here to ask you about your details or to ask any about your information.
No, that's
be suspicious about anything.
This could be far more sophisticated than that.
I can understand, sir. You can let me finish my work, sir. Open your run box, please.
No, I don't want to take it any further at the moment.
Sir, if you won't do this, sir, then what will happen, sir? Then all the services are which are stopped. You're not able to use our internet services anymore, so because it's a very poor work.
So you're saying that sorry, Telstra are not going to let me use my internet services anymore?
Not Telstra, sir, the network, because currently the network which you are using, so many hacking files are running inside it.
I'm on Telstra.
Yes, I know you are using Telstra, so I know.
That's right. So if Telstra has a problem with me using their network, they need to tell me.
That's why I'm calling you, sir. You know,
yes,
like we
but
are.
I'm not convinced that you are from Telstra.
Why, sir?
You just said you're with the internet.
What internet, sir?
You said you are with the internet, not Telstra. You're with the internet.
Yeah, your service you're using, and that is the reason I call you directly from Telstra, sir. That is the main reason. What are you talking about? I'm not getting your point, sir.
So what you're saying is, if I don't keep going, you're going to stop using my internet.
No, it will automatically get corrupt, sir. You're not able to use your internet because, sir,
right.
Almost.
Okay, well, I'll ring
Telstra.
If that happens, I'll ring Telstra straight away.
Definitely.
And find out what's happening.
Definitely, sir. You can ring Telstra any point of time, anywhere. But right now, we are working. Let me complete my work, sir. Then after, you can do whatever you want. This is legally I have to do
this. Sorry. I'll take a chance. If my internet is cut out, I will ring Telstra and complain about my internet has been cut out. And I did have a call from someone, but I wasn't convinced it was from
the... At that time, what happened, sir? NBN National Broadband Network is not going to provide you the same services, sir.
Telstra is my provider.
Sir, Telstra is a provider, but if any point of time if somebody is asking for like any connections that they are not able to use internet anymore, and if that problem will happen, then what happens, sir? They are not able. Our Indian National Broadband Network is not going to provide the services, sir, because already, sir, there is 12,000 hacking links are running in your system. All right, you have to.
It's up to Telstra, Tommy. So are you working for Telstra or NBN? I'm not quite sure where you're working for now.
I told you, sir, I work for Telstra, which is based in 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. I told you, if you want, you can write on my name, my employee ID number, anything, sir. You want, you can write it down. God. I have shown you already everything, sir, the problem, the services, your ID. Still, you're not trusting on me. You know, sir, because of the...
I have no way of identifying what my customer ID is. You can't tell me... What I do know is what my account number is, which I always ask for.
Sir, I have shown you your customer ID, sir. I have shown you 888.
How do I know that's my customer ID? I don't have another record of it.
Oh, my God. You can do one thing. Once you are connected to Telstra, you can see on your screen. You can do one thing. You can open your run box, sir. Let me show you one thing more. Open your run box. Thank God.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Right, open the run box.
Yeah, in the open panel, if something is written on it, in the open panel, or it's blank?
Well, the open panel's got Happy Holiday.
I beg your pardon?
The panel, the search, I've opened up, it's got, you want me to actually put run on it?
Yeah, put run, then press enter, you will get a run box.
Okay.
Fine.
And it's gone back to type the name of the program folder or document, and it's got that old CMD on it.
Yeah, delete the CMD word from there. Delete it.
Okay. Yeah.
And type in there www.
Look, I'll tell you what, there's one way I can do this. Why don't you give me a phone number, I can ring you on.
Yeah, you can, I told you, so you can write it down, so you can write down my name, employee ID, you can write it down, so write down my employee.
Give me a phone number, I can ring you back on.
Yeah, 0280.
Just hang on. 0280, just hang on.
Yes.
Oh, 0280.
917.
917, just a minute.
791, oh my god.
Yes.
917-791, okay?
791.
Yes.
What about an extension?
Sorry?
Extension?
Which extension?
You give me a phone number, it doesn't have an extension.
I told you, sir, we're based in 400 Georgia. That is the direct number of taking
to the department. Give me a phone number. Does that phone number have an extension on it?
The phone number which I have given it to you, that is 0280-917.
That comes directly to you.
That is our help desk number. If you want, you can write on my employee ID number, TEL-04185.
Just for me. So your employee number is TEL-04185. TEL-04185?
Yes, sir. Yes. You're asking me a lot of questions, you know.
Right, TEL-04185.
Yeah, so what do you want me to do right now, sir? Shall I call you back after my few
minutes? No, I'll call you.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.